Part 1. Chapter 1. Toxic Hunger. We have a nation of overweight and sickly people, with healthcare costs out of control. We have people suffering from easily preventable diseases all around us. Why isn't everyone recognizing that a radical change in our nation's diet is needed to fix this? Why are we so confused about nutrition? The evidence of this crisis is all around us, but this state of affairs is not a coincidence. The traditional food pyramid, once the cornerstone of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, and the standard American diet are both responsible for our poor health and our poor information. Influenced by social, business, and political concerns rather than pure nutritional science, the food pyramid recommended massive amounts of foods that were high in calories and generally low in nutrients, such as white bread, oils, and chicken. The current government plate is an improvement over the past pronouncements, but still leaves much to be desired, and the diet style of Americans has not changed for the better. The majority of calories in the American diet still come from refined, processed foods and fast foods. 55% of calories now come from processed foods and 30% from animal products, both of which are dangerously lacking in antioxidants and phytochemicals, two essential life-protecting and life-saving classes of nutrients. There's no way around it. A diet centered on milk, cheese, pasta, bread, fried foods, and sugar-filled snacks and drinks leads to obesity, cancer, heart disease, diabetes, and autoimmune illnesses. We're eating ourselves to death. Simply put, the SAD is toxic. There is no better word to describe it. It causes disease and leads to compulsive eating. It's terrible for us and terribly addictive. Our standard diet of foods high in fat, sugar, and salt are physically addictive, which makes it impossible for most people to reduce portion sizes, cut back on calories, count points, or follow other typical dieting strategies. Unhealthy food is powerfully addicting. Most researchers believe that 5 to 10% of the U.S. population is addicted to food. Not me. I believe that 60 to 80% of the population suffers from food addiction. And this is true whether someone is eating processed food, a low-nutrient diet, or even a high-protein diet based on animal products. People who are overweight struggle with sweets, fried foods, chips, and fatty meats in exactly the same way smokers and drug addicts struggle with cigarettes and cocaine. If you're overweight, chances are you're a food addict. You eat because you physically feel the need for food, not because your body has any biological need for additional calories. Addiction is a physical and psychological dependence on a substance or behavior. Initially, the substance or behavior satisfies a person, but it quickly turns to compulsion when he or she needs more, just to avoid the discomfort or pain that follows. Food addiction is complex and involves the stimulation of the digestive apparatus, which results in the release of bile, enzymes, and hormones and removes waste from the liver, kidney, and bloodstream. It also intimately involves dopamine in the brain. A primary neurotransmitter, dopamine regulates, among other things, motivation and feelings of pleasure. Regardless of the addiction, the brain reacts in the same way. Concentrated calories, like sugar and oil, for instance, produce within food addicts a surge in dopamine levels similar to the levels found in people who abuse illegal drugs. Investigators from Boston Children's Hospital in Massachusetts recently found that a meal high in refined carbohydrates produced brain effects consistent with those of drug addiction. Every single subject showed intense activation in the nucleus accumbens, the area of the brain related to addiction. The brain is literally wired to ensure that we repeat behaviors that make us feel good by associating them with the sweet release of dopamine and specific brain patterning. The brain records a pleasurable action as a beneficial pattern that needs to be remembered and repeated automatically. The smoker lights up a cigarette, for instance, and the food addict opens a bag of potato chips without hesitation or any consideration of the long-term risks. And just as the smoker becomes tolerant to nicotine, the overeater becomes tolerant to sugar and salt and fat, reducing the amount of pleasure derived from eating high-caloric foods.